on this one. Introducing my man, B. Howard.
I don't need a reason to groove all night. Long as I got you, babe, by my side.
Welcome to the show. This is Wish Upon a Star, and I'm Andale Banks, your host. Wish Upon a Star is a dynamic pro radio program spotlighting talent in the arts arena with discussions of the challenges and some advice in making it in the visual, musical, literary, painting, and performing arts. As a unique part of the show, we will interview professional guests. These are experts in the fields of entertainment law, copywriting, studio recording, publishing, and promoters, all relative to this highly competitive industry. Each month, ladies and gentlemen, a labeled event for celebration is indicated. We have the New Year, President's Day, Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, and of course, your birthday. But the one celebration that is continuous, not only monthly, but it seems to be daily, that is the physical challenge of losing weight. Let me count the ways. Granted, there are several possibilities out there, but the proven one is exercise. Let me repeat that. Exercise. What better way to engage in this activity and have fun is to get up and dance. Our guest today, Ms. Shirley Duncan, Chief of Operations of the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association, which is an organization with the purpose of the preservation, protection, and promotion of the African-American art form, hand dancing, locally and nationally. Ms. Duncan says dancing is good for your health and relationships. Dancing also heals your soul and touches your heart. Learning to dance could add cheer to your life and a whole new dimension to relationships and activity plans. Her bio. Ms. Shirley Duncan started the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association in 1995 and is currently the Chief of Operations. Shirley has been instrumental in reviving the art of hand dance in the Baltimore area, in addition to being a certified instructor with the Charm City Dancers. She has been a judge for the last 4 years at the U.S. Open. Shirley also has taught hand dance and aerobics in Columbia, Baltimore City venues, Baltimore Community College, Howard County Department of Recreation and Parks, the Woodlawn Senior Center, and the Liberty Senior Center for the Commission on Aging. Ms. Duncan has also been presented with several citations from the Baltimore City and state government for her dedication to promoting the art of hand dance in Baltimore. She is a certified judge by Skippy Ball of the U.S. Open 2002 and has won first place in many of the swing dance competitions across the country. I'm going to stop here, and then I'm going to let her tell you later on all of her other wonderful, numerous achievements. Shirley, welcome to the show.
Oh, hello, and I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. We are glad to have you. Like I said, each month is something different. And now that the season is getting warmer, we need to really get in shape. You know I love dancing as much as you do, very much. Mm-hmm. But through the ages, Shirley, we have had many styles of dance, jitterbug, swing, Latin, and disco. When did you realize that the art of hand dancing needed to be revitalized?
Well, the early 90s, because in the 70s, we broke apart. We used to dance in the 50s, and then when disco came out, people just stopped dancing as partner dancing. So in the 90s, I was going in this little club called The Haven in East Baltimore. And a couple of the police officers were dancing, and we were hand dancing, and they were playing old school music. And so I said, well, we need to make this bigger than this. So me and a guy named John O, Sir John O, he was the DJ. The Haven got too small, so we went over to the Vulcan Blazers and started teaching people to dance. And he wasn't a dancer, so he learned how to hand dance at that time. So we just danced, and every Thursday and Sunday, we would dance at the Balkan Blazers. And we started a class at Cahill Recreation Center and my daycare center, and it just grew.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
I knew that people enjoyed it, and couples started coming and bringing their husbands and their girlfriends, and we started off with maybe 10 people, and when we looked around, we had 30 people in the class every week. We had class on Mondays and Wednesdays for almost 6 years.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, when you're starting something new like this, you ought to have a new name. So how did you decide on the name for the group?
Well, when we first started, it was called the Baltimore Hand Dance Association. And we had to have some partners of ways. So I renamed it the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association, Charm City Dancers, in 1996. That's how we came up with that, the name, because we were here in Baltimore, and we wanted to promote hand dancing in Baltimore. So that's how we came up with the name, and Charm City is where we're from.
Oh, yeah, I remember them making Baltimore Charm City and the city that reads. Okay, great. Now, this is a great purpose to actually start revitalizing dancing, even hand dancing, being done by this association. So what are the goals primarily of the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association?
Well, it was when we first got started, we partnered with the Department of Recreation and Cahill Recreation Center to support the youth at Cahill Recreation Center and several churches around Baltimore. So we used to have dances, and we would always donate monies to Cahill for summer camp and to take the kids on the trip. So whatever the director needed, that was really our partnership with them. And we wanted to teach it to younger people so that the dance wouldn't die.
Right. Oh, that sounds great. So how was the participation with the young people? How did they receive it? And, you know, because I guess they were doing the hip-hop during then, too. So how did they receive this form, art form of dancing?
Well, we went into the Baltimore Academy in Baltimore County, and I taught a group of kids how to hand dance for spring. And then we had parents bringing their children when they came, because what we did, we said that the children could come free if the parents paid. So that's how we started teaching the younger people.
Yeah, that was a good strategy, good marketing strategy. That's great. Now, under your New Baltimore Hand Dance Association, I think you think something else sprung out, other dance groups. Now, other dance groups within your umbrella sprung up. Were there other groups that say, you know, like somebody say, well, I see you do it, so I want to do it too. So how did that happen? Or did
Initially, we only had one group. Now we have 15 groups there.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
There's a group called Sugarfoot. There's a group called I Can Dance, Love to Dance, silky smooth, smooth and easy, stepping out, just want to dance, love to dance, production.
Hand to hand?
Hand to hand, hand to hand, all stars. I think it's, it may be some I'm missing, but pretty much they either learn to dance from Charm City or someone taught them from Charm City, because like I said, it was only one group. And a lot of those groups went off to start their own group, like Al Johnson and Louis Neal and Leslie Mallory and Figgy. And there's several people, a lot of instructors now. You can go any place to learn to dance. They have classes like Tammy Brown. She teaches a class, and she teaches West Coast Swing now. She calls it fusion, where she combines tan dancing and West Coast Swing together. They all teach at the Promenade. Al teaches at Forest Park Senior Center. Louis teaches at the Senior Center. So it's still going on, and everybody's still teaching other people how to dance.
And there's room for everybody, right?
There's room for everybody.
Okay, great. That's what I'm going to do. 15 groups competing, that's a good thing, because they can reach more people. Because if your goal is to preserve something that is indigenous to a culture, then that's what you need. You need to spread it, and that's wonderful. But who's at the helm? But the New Head Dance Association of Baltimore. So that's a wonderful thing. In professional dancing, I look at it all the time. I like Latin. It's my favorite. I'm going to have to talk to you about that, about having a Latin dance segment, because that's my favorite. Now, and that's professional dancing. What is the relationship, you would say, in teaching in the partner dancing category?
Well, in teaching in the partner dancing category, it's a good thing, because the man is in charge of this dance, and the women make them look good. They lead. We're good followers. We make them look good. But you can't lead the dance. You got to let the man lead, and he can show you off, and y'all work together in unity like a partnership. You know, and it makes it look so good when you're working together. But you don't have to learn it together. You can, women can learn to hand dance without a man. But once they learn, they have to be good followers, because what happens in the dance community, if you try to lead the dance and dance with a man, he's going to tell the next man, she leads, and they're not going to ask you to dance. So the man, that's the only thing they're in charge of, just the dance.
Right.
So they have that. But we make them look good.
Exactly, because we could all revert back or look at anything you want to look in dancing. Of course, the first one we look at is Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers. Mm-hmm. But as we dance, tell me, when you teach, do you teach the women? I know when I took dance lessons, you had to have the form as well as the steps. Is there anybody in your group that can teach the women that they got to hold their head up? You know, because all that's a part of dancing, especially if you're competing.
Well, yes, that we do that now. You know, back in the day, in the 50s, everybody held their heads down. So a lot of the old school dancers, they never looked up. But when you're competing or performing or doing a demonstration, you want to look at your partner and look at the audience. That all plays a part in it when you're doing it for a show. But when you're just social dancing, you feel the music. And the music dictates to you what you need to be doing and how you're feeling about the whole dance. But it is good when you're making a presentation to have good form. But when you're social dancing, you just want to have fun.
Right. Okay, and I know you do a lot of that competition as well. So, therefore, in professional dancing, what is the relationship, again, in picking a partner if you're going to compete? How do you do that?
Well, you got to pick.
People don't, they haven't danced for years together. So how do you do that? You know what I mean? Because that partnership has to be solid.
Usually, partners, you got to be able to work together. You got to be able to like each other and listen to each other. And you learn this together. I mean,
okay.
Once you learn it, you just work it. You make a routine with your partner. So it's both of you have an input on what the routine is going to be about. And your music is so important when you're competing. Even
That's
when you're making a presentation.
Yeah.
When you're making a presentation, you want the audience to like what you're doing. So you have to bring them into what you're doing and keep it exciting. I had my first partner, his name was Lewis Neal. He could always get the audience going because he would always do something crazy in the dance. He's the entertainer more than I was.
Right. You also stated in your online dissertation that you need to get more exercise. So how does dance, the dance factor, into this equation of fitness and better health?
Because when you dance, you sweat, it burns up calories, you're exercising, you're moving your muscles, and it keeps you young at heart. And for example, I have a friend who's 96 years old, and she's been dancing since she was 14. And she's not dancing at this time, but she danced well up into her 90s. And I just think that when you dance, it's exercise. You know, when you don't move, things die. But if you are very active and exercising, which you are when you do movements and dance, it keeps your bones limber. It keeps you exercising. It keeps you, your attention span is just open to new ideas. Because when you're dancing, you're thinking, what am I going to do next? What move am I going to do next? Or what move is my partner going to do next so I can be ready?
All right, that's in your partner, but you also teach line dancing. So what does anybody have to have any special skill in memorizing? I go online and look at YouTube, and some of those steps, I go like, oh, my God.
Well,
so how is that regulated?
I think that you don't have to have any skill. Most line dancers have a cha-cha in it. Most line dancers have four steps on the right, four steps on the left, and a couple turns. So if you can count to four, and if you can count to six, you can hand dance. And if you can count to four, because most of those steps are four counts, you'll be able to follow. And if you got a good teacher, she'll break it down for you, walk through the steps, and you usually pick it up. Because you're doing it over and the same step over and over again.
Okay.
And most line dancing, I think it helped the women. You know, it's when you go out, it's mostly men. I mean, mostly women. And it gave the women something to do that they didn't really need a partner.
Right.
So that they could exercise also.
On that social
and thing. I started this group called High Steppers down at the Waxter Center in the late 90s, maybe about 98, 99. And I taught them to line dance, and they started traveling. And these ladies were way up in their 60s and 70 years old. And they used to travel and do special programs for Social Security, the Flower Mart, all the carnivals in Baltimore City. And they were the first line dance group in Baltimore City that traveled and
wow.
did a performance. And then I started my own group called the Charm City Seniors. And it was about 50 women in this group. And we danced for about 5 years, and they started to die, you know, and a lot of them got sick. But they stayed healthy because they exercised, and they loved to exercise. And it all started from the Waxman Center, the Waxman
oh.
Senior Center.
That's wonderful. Mm. What we're going to do right now, Shirley, is take 1 minute break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Right. Let's get loose.
This trick.
Yeah.
That thing.
What up, y'all? Just came to your city to say what's up.
What up?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Show me love.
Show me love.
Hi.
Hop off the plane to a new show.
What up?
And all the shorties, they be waiting on me. Thugs packing they pistols. But ain't nobody aiming on me.
Not me.
Got a pocket full of fresh dough.
Dough, baby.
So you know I gotta bake it, homie.
Bake it for me.
And I'm thankful. Ooh. Get whatever you want.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Andel Banks, your host of Wish Upon a Star. We want to thank you for listening to the broadcast. And you can definitely listen to the show. If you miss part of it or you have to listen to it later on, you can get it in the archives at bbsradio.com, station 2. Again, just go and listen to all our other broadcasts we have had online at bbsradio.com, station 2. If you have any comments or suggestions, please send them to us. Email at musicradio34@gmail.com. Again, any comments or suggestions can be sent to our email address at musicradio34@gmail.com. Friend us on Facebook and listen to us on iTunes and see us on Craigslist. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a wonderful guest who is talking about how dance can help you with your health as well as physical training and having fun. Her name is Ms. Shirley Duncan of the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association. Shirley,
yes.
Your travels and performances have introduced you to many legends in the dance arena, I'm sure. Who are some noted dancers you have met and now admire?
There's a gentleman, his name is Kevin Collins. He's out of Detroit. Great ballroom dancer, social dance. He hand dances too, but they call it bop in Detroit. We call it hand dancing. There's a gentleman, Lawrence Bradford, who taught me how to teach this dance from Washington, D.C. He put the count to the dance so that we would be able to teach the dance. He's a great dancer, a great instructor for this dance. There's my personal, Tammy Brown is a great dancer. She came out of Charm City Dances. She's won several awards in the U.S. Open, her and Kevin Fitzgerald, Louis Neal and Leslie Mallory. They're still competing. Al Johnson of Baltimore, he's competing. In fact, they went away this week to compete up in Detroit and Ohio. There's a gentleman in North Carolina. His name is Ramon. He's out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. Great dancer. Him and Clara, great instructors. There's a lady in Texas. Her name is Diana Howard. She has a webpage, a website called Dance Flavor that she announces things all around the country, not only in Texas, but all around the globe that deals with dance.
Yes, Shirley. I think also that a lot of our listeners will be on the actual broadcast, that they can go online to YouTube. I've gone online to YouTube quite some many times. It's a lot of this of what you're speaking of people doing line dance and hand dance affairs. And another great thing they're doing now, too, I'm sure you're aware of, that the weddings are doing line dances.
Yes. Line dancing is great, big, because you don't need a partner. You can just go out and do your thing.
And the main thing for their wedding reception is creating a phenomenal line dance of the bride and groom. And one of them I saw was most loving was with the father. The daughter had her first line dance with her father. I thought that was really absolutely lovely. So those people that you're talking about, I'm almost sure, have YouTube videos online. You don't have to be modest, Shirley, but tell us some achievements and awards you have garnered through the ages. There were several on your bio online, but I said I'll wait for you to go ahead and talk about all of them. And some of them started with the National Creative Arts Festival for the VA Hospital.
Yes. Back in 2005, 2007, I was commissioned to teach some blind gentlemen who were veterans how to line dance. And I went down to the VA on Green Street, and I taught them. And they won first place in the Creative Arts Festival 4 years in a row with me teaching them line dancing. I won an award for that. Me and Louis Neal participated in the Creative Arts Festival in swing dance, and we won for 4 years straight. We won first place. And each year you go to another state and compete, and they would have this big production. I've won several awards from the mayor, Kurt Smoke. My first award was from Dewburn, and then Kurt Smoke. I've also won awards when Sheila was mayor. And this year, last year, 2015, hand dancing became the official dance of Baltimore. And it was...
Oh, wow.
A resolution from the mayor and a resolution from the governor naming December 14th Hand Dancing Day in Baltimore.
Wow.
In 1998, I got the key from Kurt Smoke for hand dancing in Baltimore. Just recently, I was awarded hand dancing from this group that danced every third Friday at the Caton Castle. They awarded me a presentation for keeping hand dancing and promoting hand dancing in Baltimore City. And the Jubilee Arts Center 2015 awarded me a presentation for my work in the community with hand dancing. And I've also have an award from the Afro newspaper. 2010, we did hand dancing from, well, dancing from 1894 and brought it up to 2004. They were celebrating 100 years, and we did dance. So I took dance from the African dance, brought it up from modern dance, reggae, and brought it every year, whatever the popular dance was, I brought it up until 2004, and we ended up with partner dancing and line dancing. So that was a real great achievement for me. And then I had the first senior expo where I brought seniors from all over the city. I brought instructors from different parts of the city to instruct, and we had an all-day affair. It started at 9:30. We would have breakfast and do workshops, and then we would have lunch, and then all the groups from around the city would make a presentation. I've also won awards from Recreation and Parks because I had the first culture arts program at Northwestern High School, and we did dance music, theater, and visual arts. And it was under the direction of Dr. Ralph Jones. Ralph Jones was the director at that time, and he wanted to have a culture arts center in the inner city where mm-hmm. community people could go. And that's something that we need because our kids don't get out of their neighborhood.
Sure.
So, and a lot of kids never get the opportunity to see dance or see a performance. And that's something that I really love to do is making presentations to young people so they can see what the arts are about. And I've been on every radio station, I mean every TV station. I was on To the Point.
Marty Bass.
Yeah, Marty Bass Coffee with On Time. And I won an award also for, they had a cable station at Coppin State. And I won an award for my hand dancing around the city. I used to submit videos for shows that I've had or parties I've had. And so in 2009, I won what they call the Glam Award for production in film. And I also won recognition for my all-white affair. So those are some of the things I've done in, around Baltimore. And I put on this affair every year, and I've been doing it for 15 years. One is my Black Tie Fair that happens. And it'll happen in November this year, November the 5th. And I have, in June, I have this all-white affair. And you must wear white. You know, your shoes don't have to be white. But everything else has to be white in order for you to get in this dance. And I say, you know if you belong.
Yeah, I've seen that online. That sounds great. And it gives you something to look forward to because Baltimore, I'm not going to say prejudicially say that, but anyway, we don't have that dress-up type of affairs too much anymore. I miss it, but I guess the younger generation, I've been to New Year's parties where they had on jogging suits, so we need to have some kind of forum and venue where we can dress up, and your particular organization is just one of the major ones that can do that. And I appreciate it, and I hope other people appreciate it, because they attend it, so they must.
They really do, and I think they look forward to it.
Right.
It's one of the galas where we dress up and we dance. I mean, partner dancing. And
yeah.
I think there's a gentleman, his name is Lee Session. He gives something in May where they also dress up in Black Tie Affair.
Practically every year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, at the Forum. And it's a very classy affair, and they get dressed. But one
That's
of the things I wanted.
Fun thing.
Yes. I wanted to mention that I directed under the direction of Recreation and Parks Senior Program. I used to do this senior pageant for seniors, and it turned out to be a really great project. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my seniors from all over the city used to participate. I always had at least 15 seniors to participate in this program. And it gave the seniors something to do. And most of the seniors always invited their grandkids, and their grandchildren to just love the performance. I did want to mention that.
Oh, absolutely. That's a person I think I wanted to, that I have seen that was here for the affair, was Miss Miller. Tell us about her and your association with her, which is, if some people don't know, she is a legend within herself in the hand dancing or hip-hop, I mean not hip-hop, or bebop and jitterbug era.
Yes, her dance is called the Lindy Hop. All the of Lindy, these swing dances, the Lindy Hop is the grandfather of that dance. Whatever dance, whether it's Balboa, salsa, hand dancing, any partner dance, this was the first dance for partners. And she is now 96 years old, and she started dancing at the Savoy Ballroom in New York City in 1927 with this, under the Shorty Snowden. He had a dance troupe who went to Broadway and to Los Angeles and to Hollywood and performed. Norma Miller is, we call her the Queen of Swing. She still travels as a diplomat for dance. She's also a comedian. I met her in 2002 at a dance competition, and she came over and asked me where I was from, and I told her I was from Baltimore. She said, well, I would like to come visit you. So, and she did. I had a black tie ball. She came and brought a film producer with her. And she's been coming to my affairs since then. She's also, she's a performer. She has this little skit that she does when she comes to Baltimore, and they just love her. And she's a comedian. She worked with Red Fox and Bill Crosby, and she knows about jazz. She knows about Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong. She knows about all the great blacks, because at that time when they traveled, there were only certain places that blacks could go. Right. So whenever city they went to, most of the blacks entertainers would be at this particular hotel, whichever city it was. Because black folks could not go into a regular hotel. So she was able to meet Jackie Robinson, all the greats. Josephine Baker, she told me about Lena Horne, all the great. When she comes to visit me, we stay up all night because she has stories to tell. And I love history, so I'm an earful. She has my uninvited attention. And, you know, Chick Webb is from Baltimore, and she knew him personally. And he wound up being in New York. He died early because he had this problem with tuberculosis, but he was a great drummer. And she could just tell you so much. I'm hoping this year that I have a form where she can just sit down and talk about the life of jazz, how we got started, and what music, and who are the great bands and orchestras that did jazz.
Well, you know, I'm a jazz DJ, and I know that would be interesting. So keep me in tune with that if you decide to do that. Also, again, like I said, all this information you have now, you've got to really write a book. You have to definitely think about writing a book. Before, we spoke about social dancing and partner dancing. Who has been your main dance partner, and what competitions have been most, I would say, outstanding and rewarding?
Well, I think in 1999, we won the American Dance Championship in Meadowlands, and that was our first national competition. That was our first winner. We won $500. I still have the copy of the check.
Oh,
and I was dancing.
You didn't cash it?
Neal.
Oh, you said a copy. Okay, go ahead.
A copy. That was my first national, but we had danced also at the Armory in Pipeville, and 95.9 had this hand dance competition, and we won $500 there. And then we won $500 over at this club called Fat Boys. Those are the three that I can remember. We were dancing against other people from the city, and we won. So those are the competitions that I still remember. Because my partner was a very great dancer anyway. I just made him look good.
Of course, absolutely, and I know Louis very well. I remember. I think I'll keep that in mind and tell him that, because I know I met him, and he said he used to teach in Germany, and I think he just had come back from Germany and got back into the scene here in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
As a recognized professional instructor and dancer and competitor, are you a certified judge and instructor, and how does this status take place?
Yes, well, I'm a certified instructor through Lawrence Bradford, and we had to take his class for 18 months before we could get our certification. And I went to California and took an 8-day workshop with Skippy Blair on the proper way of judging and the things that you look for when you're judging a competition.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were tested at the end. She showed us what we needed to do in order to be a professional judge. And we had marked dancers who we judged at performance. And we were tested on it, and I got my certificate in 2002. So whenever there is hand dancing around the country, they call me in our outfit, or they may not call it hand dancing. They may call it something else, but they usually contact me to judge. And so I've judged at the U.S. Open for the last 5 years.
Where is that held?
In Burbank, California. It was held in Anaheim for maybe about 11 years, now has moved to Burbank. And it's during the Thanksgiving holiday every year. It's the biggest, it's like the tennis U.S. Open, but we just call it the U.S. Open for dance, where people come from all over the world to compete in this competition. And
that's online,
year,
too. I've seen that, too. It's online.
I was instrumental in getting hand dancers to compete, because when I first went to the U.S. Open, they didn't have a category for hand dancing, and I lobbied. And we needed 7 couples to participate. So for 4 years, we had 7 couples. And if you go online, you can see that, where Baltimore is dancing against the Lindy Hoppers and East Coast, West Coast Swing. And you see The hand dancers are originally from Baltimore and D.C.
Didn't Tammy take part in that one year?
Yes, Tammy. Tammy has always competed in the hand dance category, and she won in her category was sophisticated swing. One year she won first place, and that was really a great experience for her and for hand dancers, because you're competing against a lot of people, and she's always placed, but fourth or fifth place, but that one particular year she won first place, and I was proud of her and Kevin. And
yeah, she's
still, like
dancer.
I said, she teaches at the Promenade, I think on Mondays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. And she's been teaching there for a while. Great dancer.
Great
instructor.
Shirley, we're going to take a little break because I definitely need a drink of water. I tell you, I had surgery on my throat, but I'm still working on it. So we're going to take a break for 1 minute, and then I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right, Shirley, I know you have another appointment, so we're going to go through some more little things, and then you're going to give my audience an opportunity to know how they can contact you and with some upcoming events. But just one other thing I wanted to ask again was, just as the music industry has brought forth diversity of music styles, there are numerous styles of dance that we see on the dance floor today. What are some of these dances and how they regulated in both the partner and social styles?
Well, lately, a lot of people have been stepping.
Yvonne
Stewart teaches stepping at Woodlawn Senior Center. It's a smoother dance. There's not a lot, as much energy burnt up in that dance. And then there's salsa, and they teach that at the Palace on Broadway. And then you have ballroom dancing. A gentleman named Milton Kent teaches that up at Unbelievable off of Wrightstown Road. And Thomas, he teaches ballroom dancing. Him and Miss Ryan, Rosita Ryan. I named salsa, hand dancing, two-step. You know, two-step is what we call Fred Astaire. It's a two-step dance, slow, done to slow music.
Mm-hmm.
Al teaches that, and it's a smoother dance. Lewis is a great two-stepper, but in Baltimore we call it Fred Astaire, because it's a two-step. But most of the dance is either two-step, a six-count. You know, there's, you got the shag, you have the Lindy Hop, you got, it's also, like I said, you got hand dancing, you got Texas swing out, you got Bob Oriel. You got the Lindy Hop, which some of them do aerials. I'm too old for aerials. Lewis likes to do aerials. Him and Leslie, he picks her up and flips her over.
Yeah,
but my body won't entertain all of that. But it's very exciting dance to see, partner dance. It's just so wonderful, and it's so exciting. And
hand dancers come from all walks of life, from the garbage man to, I had the mayor dance, and I did a commercial with the mayor where the mayor and me hand danced. I think I'm going to put that online and let everybody see it. When we grew, we did a group. He did a commercial promoting hand dance. I just thought about that as we were talking. But
okay,
you get such a reward. I just sometimes, I don't even dance. I go out and watch other people dance. I just get a joy of seeing people dance and seeing that I was a part of revising it and got people from different parts of the city dancing. And usually when I'm out, people say, aren't you the dance lady? Don't you
right.
dance? You know, they may not know my name, but they know I dance. And I say yes. And I just want to throw out that we're going to be dancing at the Walters Museum of Art on March 19th. And the hand dancers are going to be there from 1 to 3. And it's my program, and I'm going to have all kinds of dances from that hour from 1 to 3 and different performances. So I hope that if you hear this, you will come out to Walter's Art Museum, and it's free. And they have all kinds of entertainment there, but we're just doing a dance during that time. So I invite you to come out and see it for yourself. You might get hooked.
Oh, absolutely. And let me know if you have to leave. But I still have like one or two other questions, but I don't know if you,
oh, no,
if you have to.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay. I feel good. Yeah. The other question is that the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association, I know they've performed, and I've seen them perform many places, and they've competed. So what are the accolades that they have gotten for the events and their compliments?
Well, when I say that I receive awards, I'm talking about the group. I have personal
okay.
awards, too. But it's mostly the group. For instance, when we got the proclamation for hand dancing in Baltimore, it came to the group, not personally to me.
Right.
It came
but
to the
because,
New Baltimore
because
hand
of
dance
you,
function.
Though. Yeah.
Yes. But all the awards, I have several of my personal, but normally when we get awards, and we've gotten at least 50 of them through the years in the 25 years that we've been working on this, it's mostly came for the group and the work that they've done as a group. One of the things I want to mention, Reggie and Carol Harris had the longest class. I think they just stopped the class about a couple months ago. They had a class from 1996 up until the present. The longest class, and it was held at Northwood Recreation Center, Northwood. And they taught that class all those years.
Who was that, Reggie and who?
It's Reggie Goodman and Carol Harris. They were instructors. They were two of the original instructors from Charm City. And Reggie was really our master instructor. And you had to, if he say spin on a dime, he wants you to spin on a dime. One of the things that I can say about Charm City dancers, if you learn from Charm City, you learn footwork, you had something to take away, and you could dance. And we used to have graduations every 6 months where if you took the class, we would have a graduation, give you a certificate and a T-shirt. And to say that you took our course and you graduated and you can dance.
That's wonderful. Let me have, I don't think everybody knows that now that hand dancing is the dance of Baltimore City. So when was that proclamation given to the dancers?
It was given to us December 14, 2015.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure I put that on my Facebook. That hand dancing is now the
official dance of Baltimore.
Official dance of Baltimore. And, so that was by Miss, by Mayor,
It was by Governor O'Malley.
Oh, Governor
and
O'Malley.
Stephanie Rollin Blake.
So they both signed it.
No, one was from the state, and one was from the city. They were two different ones.
Okay. But I see what you mean. In order for it to be the official one, it had to be from the city as the state.
Yes.
If it's of Maryland, not just Baltimore City. It's of Maryland.
Okay. Right.
That's a good thing.
We got one
to know.
For Maryland and one for Baltimore City. The mayor's is from the city.
Right.
O'Malley's is for the state.
Yeah, I didn't want to misrepresent the actual title. That's wonderful. I don't think a lot of people know that. So I'm going to make sure I put it on my Facebook and on my site.
Okay. Sure. Well,
go ahead.
I said, well, I'll put the certificate on there so you can see it.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I would prefer that than me trying to write up something. Okay, send that to me, and I definitely will put that on there because that's been most exciting. If you've got the time and if you've got something in front of you, give us what you have coming up now, how people can contact you, or what other information you might want to expel to the audience.
I want to say that I have a Motown Wednesday, and it's tonight. And you can come, and we have just a little snack, and I teach a class at 7, from 7 to 8, and then after the class, we just dance and eat. And every first Friday of the month at 7 o'clock, I have a dance. It costs $15 to get in, and we dance from 7 to 11. In June, I have this all-white affair at the Ivy Family Center, and it's June 11th, 2016. That's on a Saturday. And my other event is November the 5th at Turk Valley, and it's my black tie affair. My number where you can reach me is 410-370-8489. My website is the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association, Charm City Dancers. My email address is S as in Shirley, D as in Duncan, Hand Dance, HANDANCE, the number 2, at Verizon.net. And it's SD Hand Dance 2. And Hand Dance only has one D in it. So I'm going to spell it again. SDHANDANCE, the number 2, at Verizon.net. And look up my website. A lot of interesting things on it.
That's excellent. Again, Shirley, it's always a pleasure. Like I said, we're going to get together. And I will be repeating some of this on my other shows just before the event. Now, June the 11th, the all-white affair is on a Saturday. Where is it going to be located?
The Ivy Family Center on Dofield Avenue.
Because people will be looking to go different places. Because I always say, Shirley, spring has sprung and the grass is red. Wonder where the event is. So now we know. My deepest thanks for all of your support, and I will be contacting you. So I'm going to sign off with you, take a break, and then I'll sign off the station. Thanks a lot,
okay.
Shirley.
It's
and
been wonderful.
Luck with you.
Hope you invite
all
me
right.
again.
I certainly will.
Bye.
We'll take a break for 1 minute, and then we'll come back to sign off.
sun is shining bright.
Hi, this is Andale Banks, your host of Wish Upon a Star. I want to say thanks so much for listening to our wonderful guest, and I hope it was very informative for you for to get up and exercise. It was Miss Shirley Duncan, Chief Operating Officer of the New Baltimore Hand Dance Association. Please listen to the broadcast again. And what you can do is find out what her upcoming events are. Again, thanks so much for listening to Wish Upon a Star. You can actually get all of the previous broadcasts at bbsradio.com, station 2. Any comments or suggestions? Please email us at radio34@gmail.com. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, this is Andale and Denise Vines, your coordinator, saying, keep reaching for the stars. Michael, how are you?